We are learning Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Pei Zayin Amabez. We are starting the new Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amabez. Look at the Mishnah. Hashaleich es benoi itzel chenveni, and some agaris apundi biyodoi. It makes no difference either way, because the Rashbam says that was a derech. Umadad loy be'isser shemen, and v'nos leis isser and shavas asuchas. Let's speak out the case outside first. A person sends his son with a pundin. A pundin is two isserin. So he sends him with a big coin. It's like a $10 bill. And get me $5 worth of shemen. And pastors is sending him with a shluchas, with the Baal Bayis' own shluchas. He gives his son this jug, pick up some oil for me, and $5 worth of oil. Here's a $10 bill. He goes to the store owner. Store owner gives him back $5 change, and which is the isser, gives him half the pundin change, the isser, and he gives him the shemen. So Ashleach is benoy yitzachemini pundim yadai, umadad loy be isser shemen. I mean, half the pundin was gave him that much worth of oil. The nosnoi is the isser, gave him change of isser. And the kid walks home and he shavar satsluchis, he breaks the jug. Va'ovad esa isser, he loses the isser. The aloch is chemni is chayiv on all three items. He's chayiv on the isser, he's chayiv on the shemen, and he's chayiv on the tsluchis. We'll see in the Gemara what. He's chayiv on all three things. Rav Yehuda Poiter, Rav Yehuda Poiter. Why? Shamanaskin Shochai. It was the Baal Bayis said, send it back with my son. So he's responsible. It's not the fault of the Chemveni that you sent your son. Moidim Chachamal Rabbi Yehuda, Rachamal Moid Rabbi Yehuda, at least Legabi the Sluchas, that the Chemveni, that the store is not Chai for the Sluchas, but Zvancha Sluchas Biara Tinuk. When the Sluchas stayed in the Yara Tinuk and the Chemveni never picked it up, Shasluchas Biara Tinuk, Modad Chemveni Lesoicha Shachemveni Potter. That the chemni is part on the slukas when the slukas was biyada tinuk and a moedah l'soicha. You have to know exactly why. When you figure out the machlekes and the mishnah, when you go back every time to the moedah mechacham l'Rav Yehuda, what the thing is. But our mishnah says a machlekes if the son walks in with a pundin and a slukas and he walks out with a slukas shemen and an iser and it gets ruined. Rabbi Bonah holds dichayev in all three things. Rabbi Yehuda holds yipater. And Chama, sometimes Moida, that yipater on the sluchas, when it was biyad hatinuk. So Zog to Gemara. Bishlama be'isser b'shemen, we understand the machlekes. B'ha pligi. The machlekes is like this. The Rabbanan sabri la'aduye shadre. When I sent the child with the pundin, all I meant was, here's the pundin, you send back to me with a regular delivery service, a change and the oil. Don't send me back with the son. Why are you sending it back with my son? You were supposed to take everything and send back with someone else. Not my son. I just wanted to let you know. We didn't have any phones, telephones. This is the way I'm letting you know that you have to send me something. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Shadre, I sent my son as a shliach, as a delivery man, to bring it back to me. And therefore, who told you about this? That's on the Issa and the Shema. Elo shavat sluchis, but the sluchis, aveda medasi. It's aveda medas. So what does that mean, aveda medas? Zok to Rashbam is like the fifth line. Aveda medasi, yichi moshe lo tinek shen yedei lo shamra, hefker huzeh. Veina choshim yachzirena benoi. The other reconnus. If I give the child a sluchis, it's like I'm throwing away the sluchis. How can the chemdi be chayiv on a sluchis? Are you going to ask me, the pundin also should be aveda medas. So what's the Gemara saying? There's aveda medas on the tzluchas. That's what Gemara's kasha. Why should the chemdi be chayiv? You gave it to your son, and he could have broken on the way there. So obviously, it's aveda medas. So, but the pundin, that we understand the chayiv for. Why? Maybe it's also aveda medas. So that's the Rashbam has the kasha. But since the Rashbam teres is not clear, and the Beis Yosef says it's the same teres as Tosfos, so let's see the Tosfos inside. So Tosfos, Elo, the Maskar Elo, va'afikav the pundin nami aveda medasi. Even though put just aveda medas, shmeshalcha biyat tinek, he sent it from the tinek. So Tosfos mikomokim kimin shab pundin shabal abayis nisha biyat chemvini lemaisa the pundin made it to the chemvini and he's holding on to it. He doesn't patter himself till he returns to the owner, the shem and the isser. If he gave the pundin himself to the guy, if he gave the pundin back to the kid, you're right, it's aveda medas. On the pundin, it's aveda medas. But once he keeps the pundin, so now he owes the equivalent to the father. You cannot give the equivalent to the kid, because on the equivalent part, there's no aveda medas. On the shemen and the isser, there's no aveda medas. So therefore, that's a taina. But the sluchas, what's the taina? The sluchas.
Why isn't the sluchas really loose?
Yeah.
Like if you usually want to send them to the kid, why else you can do the sluchas to the store?
to give him something to bring it back on. He brought sukkah store to give to the chavani. Yeah, the chavani. The chavani to fill it up. Yeah, or send his own delivery service. He's gonna send it with a lakeway. He's gonna send it back that way. Whatever. He's gonna send it with a regular delivery service. Just a way. This brought the sukkah. I need this much stuff. So the Gemara, kitzur, that's the Gemara's kasha is the acharet aved the midasi. Amar Rav Hishaya, hacha b'balabayis moichet sukkahs askinon. We're talking about a balabayis that's selling at sukkahs. So what the Gemara's teretz is like this, that here we're talking about balabayis actually was this sukkah that the child was bringing was actually up for sale, and he was bringing it to the chavani to see if he wants to buy it, and the bala chavani taka picked up picked it up to check it out. Yeah, I want to see if it's complete. I taka want to buy it. Once you pick it up to check it out, so Umar is answering like this, that really there are two machlekesim going on in the Mishnah. Legabe the Isser and the Shemen, the machlekes is la'aduye or la'shadure. You want me to send it or you want to let me know? Legabe the Sluchis, the case here was that he was selling it and the Chemedi picked it up to look at it. And the halacha is, you picked something up to look at it and you made up a price already. We'll see the more later on about this. They made up a price already and he picked up to look at it and you have a right to buy it right now. So then you're chayiv and oinsim. So if you're chayiv and oinsim, you should have made sure not to have oinis. You gave it back to the kid. That's already your responsibility. That's not called a chazara. That's not called a achrayis. You gave it back to the kid. And therefore, you're chayiv. What's the problem with Huda? Holds on that you part of also. Because he argues on Shmuel. He holds they pick up nasa vakra is not. So it's two machlekes in the Mishnah. One machlekes is a shaduri la duye. That's machlekes on Shem and Isser. Machlekes number two is on the sluchas. Two different machlekesim. So afraid to Gemara Kasha, if that's Pshan, speak out. If it is Pshan in the Mishnah, so what will be Moedim Chacham Rav Yehuda? So Moedim Chacham Rav Yehuda will be simple. Well, Moedim Chacham Rav Yehuda is that if he did not take it, Amanas Levodka, so then it belongs to, he never was kind of Sluchas, that's why he's Moedim. It says Moedim Chacham Rav Yehuda, that Mizan Shah Sluchas Vyara Tinuk, then you're part of. Why? Because he didn't pick it up Levakra. And even more than that, the Rashbam says, if he picked it up but not to buy it, also be the same halacha. Be ki'ilu, I didn't pick it up. That would be the same thing. If you just picked it up so I fill it up, also would it be potter? So Gemara's Torah says, really a potter on sluchas. Here's a new reason why you chayiv, because he picked it up on Nas Levakra.
Why is he filling it up to the back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He doesn't know why to send the Shem back. People have extra sluchas. I have the question. If he picked, no, he didn't want to give it back. He didn't buy it, Lamayan said. He didn't buy it. Yeah, so what's the question? Once he picked it up, he's chayiv ba'intzim. He has to return it to the original owner. He can't just give it back to the kid. Once he picked it up, he's chayiv ba'intzim, according to Shmuel. And this chayiv ba'intzim means you have to return it to the owner. If you don't return it to the owner, then you're responsible. Here, you return it to the kid. That's not responsibility. It's not being responsible. But you have to catch on the ma'idim. Ma'idim is good. Well, ma'idim chayiv Yehuda, when you didn't pick it up, that's good, right? Oh. So now he said there's another machlekes here. Leima the Shmuel Tanoim. You tell me Shmuel that Amayra is machlekes Tanoim. We don't like doing that. We don't like when Amarayim are machlekes Tanoim. El Shmuel Tanoim. Leima Shmuel Tanoim. So the Gemara, you're right. So we have said new pshat, and we're trying a new pshat in the Mishnah. Again, we're trying to figure out what's pshat by Tzluchas, because remember by Tzluchas Aved the Medas. So why in the world would Fidur Rabbanim be chayav on that? El Rabba of Rav Yosef the Ami Tavayu Hocha Bechemvini Moichet Tzluchiyah Isaskinan. Here we're talking about a chemvini. That it's a moicher tzluchias, a chemveni that's selling tzluchias. It's the opposite case. It wasn't a case of the baal bayis selling tzluchias. It was the chemveni selling tzluchias. Va'oz the Rav Yehuda Tamei, Rabban Tamayu. Which means that we're learning now is that the tzluchias belonged to the chemveni, and he sent it back with the kid. So now, according to the Rabbana and the Aduye, no one ever told you to send your tzluchias with my son. But according to Rabbi Huda, that I told you to send Stukas to my son, so then the Chemini is part on the Stukas. Here, Chayiv and Stukas means that he's responsible for it. Obviously, he's not paying anyone, it's his own Stukas. That's what it means. So it will all be the same Achleikas. And so it's Stukas of the Chemini. And he's a Smeichas Stukas. The Rabbi Huda Tamay, Rabban Tamay, very good smack. Problem is, Yochim is. Huh? No, that was a Kasha. Lame Shmuel Tanoi. We have to go back now. The Gemara before, the first pshat we tried was that there's two machlekes in the Mishnah. One's la duye la shadure. What's the other machlekes? By its lukas. If you pick it up on Nas Levakra, you chayiv an oinsim. That's Shmuel's memra. So it comes up, Chalakis Tanayim, we're doing the Rabbanon. That was Mar's Kasha. Lame Shmuel Tanayim, you don't want to be a Tanayim. Empathy Mara, new pshat. Reframe now, new pshat. The Tzluchis belongs to the Chemini. And it's all the same Chalakis. L'shadure u'la'aduye. Fi Rabbanon la'aduye, so I never told you to send Tzluchis to my son. So you're responsible. According to Rav Yehuda, I told you to send it to my son, so I'm responsible for the Tzluchis. The Rabbi is responsible for the Tzluchis. Yochi em sefer moid mcham rav Yehuda bezman shasuchis biyar atinu kumad al chavne soicha shachavne pot. It says moid mcham rav Yehuda when the stuchis is in the hand of the tinnuk, and the chavne was moid l'soicha the chavne's pot. Va amrit laduye shadrei. You just finished saying that laduye shadrei. So l'chari you should have took it from him. Well, what do you mean? What it sounds like that. This, we're talking about the same moicher stuchis, right? So it sounds like if the stuchis is biyadai, so then somehow it's fine. You shouldn't have given the stuchis to the kid of the Babayis. We said don't give it to him. So what's going on? What's the sefer talking about? If he's there, if it belonged the stuchis to the chemini, what's it doing in the hand of the son? But I'm do you shadre. I never said to put it in my son's hands. So that pshat did not work out. Ella abaya ba oven v'rab chinev oven. Darim tevar the boy said. The case of our Mishnah is Akamai Skinon on top of Pei Chesem and Aleph. You're going to not lo lomud ba. The case was that the Balabayas took it to measure how much Shemin is giving. So here, the halacha is because the rabba. Dama rabba, hakisha neschayev ba. So now, before we go to this pshat, I want to speak a little long. This would be much easier to send this pshat. The Gemara had a kasha on a slukas that when the owner sends it, which means the father, when he sends it, it's like Aved the Medas. So let's say the first Gemara's Tarash Shvada say, what the case was, there's a Meichet Shluchis, and when once the Chemni picks it up, he's Chayav responsible for it. Why is he responsible for it? It's Hefker. It's Aved the Medas, it's Hefker. If I pick up Hefker, you know, want to buy it, I don't have to pay anyone. What?
Same like the Punyu. Once it gets to
right, same question over there. It's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. It's Hefker. So why is it not his? Same question. Same question. But he'll put it also. He said once he has it, he's chayav to give back. What do you mean it's Hefker? And Rashbam said Hefker. Zok the Lomden, the Yal Shachar, and others, that and it's Vuya like that in Sugis. It's not really Hefker. Which means is you don't have a Chiyav Hashava. Aveda Medas does not mean it's Hefker. Aveda Medas means there's no Chiyav Hashava. If you give a child an item and it gets lost, you have no Chiyav Hashava. It's Aveda Medas. No, but you're not Hefker. There's no Chiyav Hashava. So here also, no Chiyav Hashava. Once I have the Pundit in my hand, so then I owe it to you. I have in my hand, I owe it. In the case of Pundit in there, I'm not a Chiyav Hashava, but I owe it's your Pundit. So I owe it to you. So by the Sluchis, here, I give it back. The mile is, I know Chiv HaShav, I give it back to the kid. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. I give it back to the kid, Sluchis. It's a very not Chiv HaShav. So now the Gemara is answering like this. The Kasha was that Sluchis no Chiv HaShav, so I give it back to the kid. Why am I responsible? The halach is that Rabbah is talking about a case where it was a Zokin Ve'en El Chichoyda. Zokin is not Mechayev to give back a Aveda. Why? No Chiv HaShav on Aveda. But once he gives it a clap, and he starts, let's say he sees an animal that's Aveda, an old man, and he gives it a hit with a whip, and it starts moving, he's Chayef for Hashava. That's the Lacha Rabbah. Zokt Rabbah, here the case was, he took it to use it. Once he takes it to use it, he's Chayef in Hashava. And that's why Chayef in Hashava over here by the Sluchas, in Aveda Medas. Ha'okam asking, do not lamed ba, good Rabbah, no Rabbah, Kisha, if you hit the animal, it's Chayef ba. So therefore, that would be the case of here. Mark could ask, it comes out, it's Tanoi also, Rabbah, because Rabbi Yehuda argues. At this point, okay, we don't speak of what would be Pshat the Ma'idim. Okay, Al-Kabonim, that's the, by Ma'idim, we Pasha. Yeah, you do it, speak it out. Yeah, and in this Pshat, not law, what would be the case of Ma'idim, Chacham Rabbi Yehuda? They didn't pick it up. He left it in the hand of the B'nai. That's, you know, that's the Shiloh. So could Rabbah, don't Rabbah, Kishu Lazar Chayev, so break the Markasha, Rabbah's an employer over here. Ema Dama Rabbah, Bali Chayim, that Kitu Nigra Brayosa. Only by Al-Chaim, when you give it a clap, so then it gets used to moving. And once it gets moving, it causes it to get lost more. That's why Chayiv. But here, Kigav to me, Omar, here he never said the Chayiv and Hashava because I started using it. So where comes the final pshat? Ella Omar Rava, Ani Vanui Arisha Chabura Targamina, Omanu Rav Zera, Hakam Haskin, and Gonchinot Lomad Bala Acherim. He used the stuchas to measure for other customers. Uva Shoyos Lomadas Kamefi, the arguing is Shoyos Lomadas. Mar sova shoyl hava, umar sova gazlan hava. Some one man holds shoyl hava, one holds gazlan hava. If he holds a gazlan, loch is v'heishv l'gzela. You have to return the gzela to the owner. So that's the rabbanon hold. Rabbanon hold that he had a sluchis have to be returned. You shell shem adasi, even though it was a veda medasi, once you pick it up, you shell shem adasi, you stole it, you used it. Now you have to return it to the original owner. You can't get back to the child. Masheke Rav Yehuda holds, it's shoyl. By shoyl is, you let him return it to where I got it from. I got it from the kid, I give it back to the kid. That's the halacha by shoyl. So if you're shoyl, you give it back to the kid. If you're a gazlin, you can't give it back to the kid. That's the halacha, that's what comes out over here, that you can't give it back to the child, if you're a gazdan. So that's the machlokes over here. So let's recap the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a machlokes about an Isser and the Shaman. That machlokes is la'aduye u'la'shadure. That I asked you to send to my son, or just to let you know I nearby it. On the Sluchis, the machlokes is if Shoyal Stormadas gazdan, because the case was he used it. Since he used it, so he's a gazdan or a Shoyal, and that's the chashav he has to give it back. And what's Moed Mecham Rabbi Yehuda? Moed Mecham Rabbi Yehuda is, in a case where he did not take it lamud ba la'acherim, you didn't take it. Even if you took it lamud the tinnik, that's fine. But not la'acherim, in such a case, moed mecham, you're not chayav on sluchas, because you never stole it, shloim 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 das. One more thing to speak out is that Rava says a memra, in Mesechtas Bamatziah, he says, shloim shloim das gazdanava. So, lema Rava tanoi, zokt the Rashi, that Rava is going according to the Rabban over here. If you look at the Rashbam, I said Rashi, Rashbam, Rav Yehuda Shava Shel Hava, three lines in, says, and Rashal speaks as that. What's Rashbam trying to tell you? Don't say Lema Tanai, because it means this Rabbana. That's what it means when he says that. It means this Rabbana.